From John, the 6th chapter, this is taking place the day after the feeding of the 5,000 with the small fish and loaves, and they end up with 12 baskets of leftovers. The next day, the crowd was left behind, realized that there was only one boat, that Jesus had not gotten into it with his disciples. They had seen him go off without him. But now the boats from Tiberias had pulled up near where they had eaten the bread blessed by the master. So the crowd realized he was gone and wasn't coming back. They piled into the Tiberias boats and headed for Capernaum, looking for Jesus. When they found him across the sea, they said, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "You came looking for me not because you saw God in my actions, but because I fed you, filled your stomachs, and for free. Don't waste your energy striving for perishable food like that. Work for the food that sticks with you, food that nourishes your lasting life, food that the Son of Man provides. He and what he does are guaranteed by God the Father to last." To that they said, "Well, what do we do to get in on God's works?" Jesus said, "Throw your lot in with the one that God has sent. That kind of commitment gets you in on God's works." They waffled, "Why don't you give us a clue about who you are? Just a hint of what's going on. When we see what's coming up, we'll commit ourselves. Show us what you can do." "Moses fed our ancestors with bread in the desert. It says so in Scripture. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus responded, "The real significance of that Scripture is not that Moses gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father is right now offering you bread from heaven, the real bread. The bread of God came down out of heaven and is giving life to the world." They jumped at that. "Master, give us this bread now and forever." Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. The person who aligns with me hungers no more and thirsts no more. Even I have told you this explicitly, because even though you have seen me in action, you don't really believe me. Every person the Father gives me eventually comes running to me. And once that person is with me, I hold on and don't let go. I come down from heaven not to follow my own whim, but to accomplish the will of the one who sent me." Here ends God's message for you and I today. May we be blessed by it. May it touch our hearts. So it's more than a meal. That's what we hear Jesus saying. It's just not eating a meal, but no, it's deeper than that. It's a spiritual experience. Help us, God, to see that today. That's my prayer, that I and you, we can grasp that idea. This does take place after the feeding of the 5,000. You know, I've always said, you know, I remember early on in my life, I said, "God, show me a miracle, then I know you exist." Well, these people saw this miracle of taking these few fish and few loaves of bread and then passing them out to everybody, and they all ate their fill, and then they had 12 baskets left over. Now, wouldn't you think that would be a big enough miracle? I'd love to see that. So they couldn't find Jesus, and so they got into boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. I don't know how they knew he went to Capernaum, but that's what they did. And they found him on the other side of the sea. And they said, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" And Jesus corrects them. You know, God often does that in our lives when we shouldn't be doing things that aren't great, or we're kind of going in the wrong directions, like the people that day. You know, the guilt of wrong acts from years ago can keep tripping you and I up. Have you ever had that experience? We hear that God forgives us, but we say we can't forgive ourselves because of what we did. God came by the act of Jesus on the cross. Think it is there somewhere you can still carry down deep in your heart that bad, that wrong that you did, or downright evil or unloving. Your act may even hurt people. You confess it many times. You think about it, and it still lingers in your mind. You see, it's dug in deep, and it's hard to let go. So we imagine we are with those people that day that Jesus said, here is what we need to look at. But you ate your fill of the loaves, he said. He hit the nail on the head. How many times have we thought about that? A sickness occurs and an accident avoided, or a new successful job, and we think what it is? Boy, did I have good luck. And sometimes we take it out of the realm of God's gift, God's hand in something, and we put it over here to luck. Boy, that was a lucky thing. It's not, we don't see that God's hand involved in the matter at all. I was a teacher for 10 years, loved it, enjoyed it, had a good time. And it's like that teacher who sees this youngster doing something wrong. That's not good. Jesus calls it what it is. Jesus says, you're only here because you got a free lunch yesterday. Many times I look back and I remember doing hall duty, doing lunchroom duty, you know, and some kid does something and, hey, that's not right. What? I didn't do anything. I never did a thing. What are you talking about? I saw you do this. You pushed little Johnny down. But they do not say, oh yeah, I guess I did. They don't repent, they repeat denial. They cover up their actions. But inside, I know they're so frightened that the truth is staring them in the face. Jesus said, do not work for food that perishes. That burger, you leave it in your refrigerator long enough, will mold. I bought a big thing of blackberries to put in my yogurt a couple weeks ago. I got the biggest container I've never seen before, and the back blackberries were just huge. They were like, well, they weren't like eating apples, but boy, they were big. They were wonderful. But I couldn't get through them all to put on my yogurt in the morning. And then the mold hit. And the soft, bad flavor. You know, I said, oh, this looks good. Pop it in and, oh. Jesus says, work for food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. We went to the camper the other day, and I like cold coffee. And here was this jar of cold coffee from 2 weeks ago. And I thought, oh, I can have a cold coffee right now. Opened up the lid, looked in, and here was mold floating around on the coffee. I decided we better not do that. and may not be the penicillin type. What Jesus gives us doesn't rot or get sour. It is spiritual. The folks that day said to him, What must we do to perform the works of God? We ask the similar question, what does God want us to do today? Jesus said, this is the work of God, that you believe on Him. Believe. Listen to what Jesus teaches us. Jesus, whom God Almighty has sent. Read the responses in your church services. I want to stop the reader and say, did you hear what you just said? It's wonderful. It's faith affirming. It's just lifts us up. Believe it, trust it, depend on it. Trust in Him who was sent. And sometimes we pass it off quickly, not giving any meaning to what we said. So they said to him, what signs are you going to give us so that we may believe in you? Oh, come on. They just got done seeing this fish thing and the bread. There are times today when our prayers are answered. Some folks do survive the treatments of cancer. Many do now. There's some folks that survive a car wreck. There's some folks that survive a bout of COVID. And we miss the real miracle of God's hand in our lives. We are so fortunate when it is a gift of God through the hands of the doctor, the nurse, the counselor, the teacher. Maybe nothing to do with luck at all. That day those folks said, well, Moses gave us manna in the desert. When it was Almighty God that gave them the manna. Moses was just the vehicle that somehow it was announced to them. It was a time for correction. Jesus said, very truly, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the bread, true bread from heaven, and gives life to the word, spiritual bread, to keep you going even when your life is falling apart. I know that God's with me. God is ever faithful. It's all falling apart, but I know He's with me. And it does make a difference. Sorry, a pastor's prayer or preach a wonderful message, that's fine. But it's God working through the voice, the mind, the hand, the observations, even today. And they said to him, sir, give us this bread always. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Not a particular church, not a particular person. No, Jesus is the bread of life. Last week, one of our young friends of our family said, oh boy, we have communion today. We eat bread, drink the juice Jesus gives us. He said it. I remember in confirmation classes, I heard several young people, 7th, 8th, 9th graders, who said that in the Lord's Supper, something happens. Something happens during that meal. It's not just a little thin piece of fish food. No, it's not fish food. I'm sorry. It's not just a meal, but a words with the meal. It wasn't the pastor who originated this. They were the medium. The words were repeated and the elements came to the pew. Take, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood given for you, so that you might know that all your sins are forgiven by what Jesus did on the cross. There's where you need to rest. There's where you need to pull back and say, Jesus died for my sins. I've been forgiven. God has loved me so much. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Is he talking about getting a burger after church? No. He's talking about hungry for things in life and living. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Well, we want more. We want more this, more that. Spiritual hunger. Spiritual thirst. Listen today. Take and eat. Take and drink. Let Jesus touch you through this time, through the words, Almighty God loves you. The Holy Spirit is with you. And thank God, and will be with you to the end of the days. We will not be alone, even though we may lose everyone else. This is the key. Let us be thankful. Amen.